Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Hey y'all, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson. I know it has been a very long time since I have done anything in regards to any form of a podcast. I just want to talk to you who are listening about leadership through the rain. Leadership through the rain. Every leader knows without a shadow of a doubt that it is not always going to be sunshine and everything is going to be what they will sometimes call peachy. Everything will not always be good. But the question on the table is, will you be able to provide excellent leadership even despite the rain, even in hard times, even when it seems as if the team isn't coming together, even when it seems like nothing that you really try to do comes to fruition? And I want you to know, first of all, that you have what it takes. As we consider just for a brief while leading in the rain, I want to share with you a couple of things. First one is your mindset. You have to know that you have what it takes, not only to get through it. Sometimes we focus on the end and we focus on trying to get out of it. I want you to be encouraged to let you know that you have the strength, you have the courage, you have the giftings needed to lead successfully in it. I want you not to be discouraged about anything, but I want you to know that you have what it takes to lead well, even while you are in the current situation that you are in. Sometimes when we focus on trying to get out of it, we fail to realize that, you know, there is no time, there's no definite time frame in which we will be out. And so if you're focusing on trying to get out so much and you do not focus on leading well while you are in, sometimes it will diminish our ability to lead effectively. It will diminish our ability to still be in tune with those in which we lead and those in which and those who serve with us to lead the masses. And so I want you to keep that in mind, that you have to have in your mind and you have to constantly tell yourself, even if you don't feel like it, that I have what it takes to lead well in whatever I am in, leading well even in the rain, that I have what it takes. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to condition your people to realize that there has been a change. Sometimes when we're leading in turbulent times, we're leading in the rain, we're leading in a tough phase or season of our organization. Sometimes if we are not careful, we will try to act as if everything is the same when we know as the leader that things have changed. You have to make sure that you get your team together, be transparent, be open, be honest, and let them know and bring clarity. Turn the lights on to the elephant that's in the room. Turn the light on so we can see the elephant. Hey guys, things are not the same. We have to get everybody standing under the same reality. If you have some people thinking that everything's okay, you have some people thinking that, you know, everything's horrible, you got another group of people thinking it's not that bad, you have everyone with different perspectives, and it's very hard to get to your destination when everyone has a different idea of where they currently are. When you're trying to give someone directions somewhere, the number one thing you're going to ask them is, where are you? Where do you, what do you see? Think about that in the context of your organization. You want to make sure that when you ask different individuals, where are they and what do they see, that they are seeing the same thing, that they are perceiving things the same way, which is, it is quite difficult if you just leave it in their hands. That's why it's your job as the leader to bring everybody under the same reality, have a conversation, and let everyone know the current state of the organization. It's very, very important that you do that. Get everyone under the same reality. Let everyone, you know, share their thoughts, share their feedback. And once everyone is on the same page of where they currently are, even in the midst of a storm, where they currently are, then they will be able to know, okay, this is where we are. That gives us great possibilities to get out of a storm when everyone realizes, first of all, that they're in a storm and where they are as an organization. The last and final thing I want to share with you is make sure that you understand what you are going to do. And this is twofold. You have to know what you're going to do long term, okay? And also the immediate now, the immediate present. You have to consider and you have to begin to put systems and structures in place to make sure that you are leading effectively and that the whole team that is providing leadership to the masses is leading effectively to ensure that you lead well in the storm. People who see you lead well in the midst of a storm, they gain a deeper respect for you. They get a deeper respect for you. They get a better understanding of what type of leader you are. More importantly, what type of individual you are, which can help you. And really, it tells the true story of how things will be after you get out. You know, let's be optimistic. Whatever you're going through, we're believing that you're going to come out of it. Doesn't matter where you are in your organization, your business, your church, your ministry, what have you. We believe that you will eventually get out. If it's debt, if it's bad communication, if it's bad personnel, HR's falling apart, whatever it may be, whatever that rain, whatever that storm may be, we believe that you're getting out of it. But you have to understand that people will remember how you led while you were in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain. So it's very imperative that you come up with a strategic plan, that you come up with strategies, that you come up with different ideas and ways in which you will function, that you will communicate, that you will handle business, day-to-day operations, day-to-day business that will lead to the end goal. So we have to make sure that even in difficult times, in your leadership of the organization, it's very important that you do not forget that vision is going to be a major key to your success. You still have to have vision. You still have to apply strategies. You still have to have a great structure and systems in place when it comes down to leading, even in the midst of a storm and in the midst of a rain. This too shall pass. You will come out. And we have to keep all of these things in mind because it is exactly what we need, what you need to make sure that you really go to the next level in your leadership. Again, make sure that you have a great mindset. Know that you will lead well even in the midst of the rain. Of course, we're going to come out. That's a given. But until that time comes, we have to keep that in our mind that we will lead well even in the midst of adversity. We have to make sure that we push our team, get the team to stand under the same reality. We can't have people thinking that we're good, something we're horrible, something we're okay. We have to get everyone on the same page so that we can identify where we currently are, which is going to play a major role in assisting us to get us out. Finally, we have to make sure that we do not abandon things that are in place when things are going well, like systems and structures, procedures, all of those types of things. We must not abandon that. We must not think that, hey, it doesn't mean anything now. But it is more important now that those things are in place, that they're implemented, and that they are applied and followed. Keep all of those things in mind, and I promise you, great things are going to happen in your leadership, and the respect, the influence that you desire, it will be gained in such a deep and awesome way. Man, I hope you all have a great rest of the day. Thank you for tuning in with me, and I'm looking forward to sharing even more with you as time goes on. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together, so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.